sneaky. She said, basically, she's not in a place where she has real freedom to go into prophetic song. It's not really accepted, but she's feeling all kinds of stuff. So what does she do? You sneak it in your set list. So you're feeling that God is going to break a spirit of fear today. So that's what you're feeling. You look over your little set list and you find ones that prophesy that that's the opposite. I have not given you a, or you write a real quick song. That's now not a prophetic song. It is a actual song you wrote 5 minutes ago. Sneaky. I just wrote that in worship. Wasn't that prophetic? I don't know. You tell me. There's no second verse. It's not here yet. It's coming. Sneaky. Genie from Aladdin. Sneaky. I went to a church before I moved here that wouldn't didn't really like that very much. Kind of sketched about it, you know. Seen some weird stuff, so of course they were reserved. So my home church pastor before I moved here, bless his little heart, wouldn't allow me to lead worship in any big church setting. But I could do whatever I wanted in youth group. I could sing whatever I wanted and go crazy. So worship, youth group was rocking. There's more people in youth group than there were in church. And we went for it. And it wasn't just me. We had a big team, amazing people. The guy who pastored me in worship when I was in junior high changed my life. It's in my CD credits that I owe my worship ministry to him because he was the one who went, hey, this is fun. Here's 5 chords. And I was like, oh. So, sweet man. But we just rocked out and we just were real free. And Mark Brooks, who's a school ministry pastor, he like runs pretty much the whole school ministry, was my youth pastor. And so we had fun and we partied, but they wouldn't allow us to do it in big church because it was a little too crazy. I'm sure he laughs now, but at what my life turned out to be. But so we would just go rock there. Find somewhere you can rock it is my where I'm going with that. Find a home group that you can rock your prophetic with. Find some friends and do like a Thursday night worship night at your house and take turns just practicing what you could. You know, you can do a lot in a small setting of a home group that you can't do on a stage because it's an intimate setting. They know your hearts. There's communion there. You can do a lot there. Practice your prophetic there and get it out so that it's like that well-watered pump that Brian talks about with songwriting. Get what you're getting out. And half the time, if you're getting it, but you're not allowed to sing it or you're not really feeling a real freedom, you got a mouth, girl. Speak it over them. They don't have to be on the mic. You still have a mighty power to you. So don't be afraid of what you're not singing. Sing it off the mic. Next question. Go ahead. Guy in the back. Yeah. Different types of worship giftings. You know, there's probably more than I know of, but thank you, baby. I think that some people see things, it's like pictures. Some people get an impression in their mind's eye or they're, you know, I told the story my first day of speaking about how, hang on. About how I got the picture of myself putting my hand in a bowl of water and then splashing the couple in the face. Remember that? Stupid. Just dumb. Weird. But I knew it was the Lord's. But I got a picture. Like I could see myself doing it before I did it. Like it was one of those. So I think that sometimes...